What's going on, everybody? This episode of the Dear America podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Black Rifle Coffee. I love Evan, Matt, Jared, all those guys. I've known them for over 6 years now, and they just went public. They're doing amazing things, and every single day they're giving hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars a year to veterans. They also just doubled down on Joe Rogan's budget, really supporting the First Amendment and free speech. And I appreciate that. Some people got some beef with Black Rifle. I don't care. They're good friends to me. And this entire country is based around not everybody thinking the same way that you do. And here's what I know. They've been loyal to me. I'm going to be loyal to them. They're a great group of guys. They're doing stuff for the military community. And their coffee is amazing. It really is. It actually really is good. They're ready to drink. Coffee is what gets me through the day every single day. And that is the truth. So support a military-owned coffee company that has actually made it. And everybody is a hater because they're not them. But we love those guys and we're thankful for them, their friendship, and now their sponsorship on the podcast. Go to blackriflecoffee.com today.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, what's going on, America? And you made it, man. It's Friday. Yeah. I've had a terrible day to start. I have been in the pits of purgatory at the ninth circle of HE Double Hockey Sticks itself. I had to go and pay the taxes on our company truck today. And because, you know, the tag expired, I'm trying to go do the right thing, etc. So every year we switch out company trucks and we get new company trucks every year. So me thinking, because we had to get a truck out of town or out of state, they were like, do you want us just to apply for a new tag through your sales? Like, no, we'll just keep the old tag and just transfer it to the truck, right? And I was like, that'll be simpler to
not
do it that way.
At all, I assume.
So we bought the truck back in January.
Okay.
They've got 45 days to do it, but because we transferred the thing, they didn't get it transferred. I got the transfer paperwork last month. Okay. Well, the tag expired last month. So you have a 30-day window. You know, most cops will tell you that, you know, you got a 30-day window from when your tag expires, get a new tag. So if your tag expires in March, you got all of April to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And by God, if you don't have it by May, you know, that's when you get a ticket. So I go up there today. We do not park our company vehicles where our actual headquarters is. Because it's downtown. You can't just leave vehicles here downtown, but we used the address of where we actually are. The company is located. So I got double hit on taxes for the vehicle. I had to pay county and city taxes on the tag. So I go to the treasurer's office this morning. Those of you who hate all this stuff, you are forced to feel my pain today. I go to the treasurer's office because that's in South Carolina. That's where we go. Go to the treasurer's office. I go to the, when you walk into our treasurer's office, you got the assessor, you got the treasurer and all these other departments. my thing says Anderson County Treasury Office. So I go to the treasurer, wait in the line. Hey, I'm here to pay my tax bill to get a new thing. They go, oh, you switched vehicles. You got to go to the assessor's line first. So I go to the assessor's line, stand in a line. I'm like, I'm here to pay my taxes for the bill. They're like, okay, cool. Da 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 da. They do this, this, and that. They print out a piece of paper and like, now go back to the treasurer's line. So I go back into the treasurer's line, and that's when I see they hit me with the city tax too. And I was like, ugh, that hurt. So I pay the thing. I pay the thing. And the way it normally works is you pay the tax, they hand you the new little sticker to put on your license plate.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't hand me no sticker. I'm looking at her. She's looking at me. I'm looking back at her. I'm like, I need the sticker. She goes, we ain't giving you a sticker. I said, well, every other time I've paid the taxes here, you've given me my sticker. They said, well, because you transferred the tag, now you got to take this paid taxes thing and go to the DMV and then let the DMV register it, and then they will give you the sticker.
I think they enjoy causing pain.
So then I have to make the dreaded trip that no one wants to make in the history of the world. And just so you know, full transparency and honesty, I get a lot of special treatment. I do. Okay. Most people know who we are, especially here in our hometown and whatnot. I get some special treatment. I get no special treatment at the DMV. None. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the person, the very first check-in person knew who I was, and they were not a fan, and they made me wait even longer. Okay?
How long do you have to wait?
The DMV, well, our DMV does this weird thing. You get this ticket, and the ticket is in no associated order.
No, it's random.
It goes A, B, C, D, and then it skips E. It goes straight to F, and then I was J101. So I'm sitting in there. There's like 1,000 people in there. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. There's 1,000 people at the DMV.
I've always been told to go to the Belton one.
What is going on? And so I'm sitting there probably another 45 minutes, an hour, just sitting there, just waiting. And I sat there for an hour to get called up to J101, go to booth 13. I go to booth 13, hand the person all my stuff, and it took all of 5 seconds for her to hand me the sticker. And it was the most annoying thing that I've ever experienced in my entire life. I have never been, Lord, I prayed through it because I was mad. I was super irritated. I'm like, hey man, I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm paying taxes here, and our vehicles are newer, nicer vehicles. Thousands of dollars in taxes.
Yeah.
To get the tag. So South Carolina is, one of the flaws of South Carolina is you essentially pay, property taxes on your vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's astronomical how much you pay to get the sticker renew for your tag. Like in Texas, for both of mine and Alyssa's vehicles, when we lived in Texas, it was like $500 for both of them.
It's not bad.
Here, it was $2,500 for the one vehicle to get a sticker. A sticker.
That's an expensive sticker.
A sticker. And so anyway, I'm trying to do the right thing. And man, y'all are making me go to 3 different places here. It's crazy. I don't understand it. I think that their purpose in life
is torture.
Is to literally think, how can we make this as complicated as possible? If people that want to do the right thing and pay the taxes on their vehicle, it would make too much sense for it to be one location that you pay the tax and then they immediately give you the sticker. No, that would make too much sense. We can't do that.
So we'll send them here and then here.
And then here. When they think they're finished, we punch them right in the nutsack and tell them they got to go all the way across town to the DMV and then wait in literal purgatory. I don't know exactly where the devil fell, but somehow I feel like the devil fell where the first DMV was created. Wherever that spot is, the very first DMV ever, That's where Lucifer fell from heaven and landed.
I can agree with
in
that.
In the ground. And it was probably in Atlanta, if I had to guess. I don't know where the first DMV was, but let's just say it has to be somewhere. Where was the first DMV? Just for fun sake this morning, because I'm angry. And so let's just talk about it. Where was it first located?
Trenton, New Jersey.
I was close. New Jersey, Atlanta, you know.
East Coast, at least.
It's still East Coast.
But it wouldn't have made sense for me on the West Coast.
Well, yeah, no, it makes sense that it's East Coast because that's where everything started, was on the East Coast. Either way, the DMV is terrible. I'm sure that everyone feels my pain, and you're welcome for hearing my story. And I'm sure most of you do not care because you all also, in South Carolina, you can't just do it on the internet like most sane places do these days. No, you gotta go do it in person. Anyway, we got some interesting things to talk about. I want to talk to you. Footage has surfaced from the New York City shooter that I believe the media will kill this story now that it turns out to be a 62-year-old black supremacist. And then also, I want to talk to you about my battle with TikTok and the war against grooming our children. But first, we got to get into a sponsor. All right, let me tell you about Birch Gold. The global upheaval caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the crippling sanctions on Russian trade are showing to have massive, and I mean massive, ripple effects across the world, including right here in the U.S. And it's not just at the gas pump. Food prices are soaring right now. To quote President Biden, with regards to food shortages, it's going to be real. Wow. He should write poetry at this point. Friends, inflation continues to skyrocket as the dollar becomes worth less every single day. Transition some of your nest egg to something of actual worth. Gold and silver from Birch Gold. That's right. Birch Gold will help you convert an IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered account in gold and silver. Get started now. Text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898. With thousands of satisfied customers and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, Birch Gold can help you protect your savings. So, what are you waiting on? The answer is absolutely nothing. It's free. So text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Again, there is no obligation to get this info. So go right now and text the word Graham to 989898 now. All right. So the other day we were ravished by a horrific act. In the subway stations in New York. The New York Post, the cover of it today is the shooter said, "Oops, my bad," as he unleashed smoke grenades and bullets. He shot 10 and injured 19 more in the rampage. I guess that means people trying to run out.
10 people got injured from the gunfire, and then there's 19 other injuries from people just fleeing the chaos.
Yeah, trying to get out. Horrible, horrible things. Of course, it went everywhere, you know, in gun violence and all this stuff. You heard Biden talking about, because of these things, you know, we need to have high impact bans on magazines and But chillingly, video has now surfaced as they have identified the man. Apparently, this guy who was the shooter uploaded a YouTube video. Now, I don't know when this YouTube video was uploaded, but
he had multiple YouTube videos.
Rumors are the FBI was looking into this guy and then in 2019 just stopped for whatever reason. So another win for the FBI. At this point, how the FBI is still a funded organization, I don't know. When's the last win the FBI had? You know, you got the Governor Whitmer thing where they're like, oh, people are trying to kidnap her and stuff. That's now been proven that was an FBI conspiracy theory and it was never real. And the FBI actively participated in that.
Yep.
At what point do people who work in the FBI go, I got to get a new job. We're not doing right here. Anyway, chilling video. listen to what he has to say. If you got children in the car, this may be the point where you want to earmuffs, pause, or kick them out of the car. Not while you're moving, preferably. Here we go.
White people and black people, as we call ourselves, should not have any contact with each other. You still refuse to understand this. You want to make up some story about some Jesus and the Bible said dumb. They don't see it that way. They hate your guts. And why do they hate your guts? Because they know that your rightful place is as a slave in this country. They know that. You're the only one that doesn't realize that. And now you want to be equal to them by force. They didn't choose to elect. They didn't elect to make you an equal. You had to force them to make you an equal. And now they're just getting more angry and more angry. The anger is building up. And nothing can happen here differently than what happened over in Europe with the Jews. I want you to believe that that's possible. I want you to delude yourself and tell yourself this about that could never happen here. That could never happen here. Those are famous last words. That could never happen here. Yes, and it will.
I wonder how quick this will never see the light of day anymore. Fox News, Newsmax, and OAN will be the only people covering this.
Yeah, because when I was reading on Fox News about the shooting, they were talking about his racist YouTube videos. I did actually see on CNN that they mentioned something about racism in him, which was shocking.
Well, but at this point, will go away quickly. It'll go away very quickly. At this point, CNN's got to do whatever they can to get any kind of ratings because their CNN Plus app barely has 10,000 subscribers.
But dude, I saw they have a video where I forget the name of the two anchors, but you can see which one their favorite sitcom parents.
Yeah,
who they want their sitcom parents to be.
But look, just so you guys know how abysmally bad that is, the CNN Plus subscription thing. My first 2 weeks in my congressional campaign, we had over 10,000 donors. Just me.
And they can't even get 10,000.
And the entire CNN network can't get 10,000 plus subscribers for their online service. Can you see how much it costs? What is the CNN Plus price? I'm just curious how much it is. Because that'll tell a lot of things here.
$5.99 per month.
Holy goodness.
Or $59.99 per year. Could save a little bit.
So for $60 total for the year, they can't even convince 10,000 people to spend $6 a month for their... Oh, man.
You got to love it.
That is humorous. That's the funniest thing
ever. Sometimes comedy just writes itself.
Anyway, look, this is a horrible shooting in New York. It's terrible. It's obviously a hate crime and race driven.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not prosecuted as such, it's a travesty. You know, David Hogg and his little punk self down in Florida is, you know, using this. 150 people have been shot in the past 2 days. Yeah, where has it all been located? Chicago, New York. Shut up. Golly. Lord, help me. I'm not going to call him a moron.
Don't do it.
Even though that's what he is, I'm not going to say that David Hogg is a moron because that would be wrong.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that.
To say that a moron named David Hogg, to call him a moron, that would be a wrong thing to do.
It would be a very wrong thing to
do. And so I'm not going to say that David Hogg is a moron.
Don't do it.
So anyway, it's not a laughing matter. It's not. But these shootings are happening in the strictest gun control cities in the world, in the country, excuse me. Gun control, criminals love gun control because all it does is make law-abiding citizens vulnerable to criminals. Criminals will never obey the law.
They're already breaking the law anyways.
That's why they're called criminals. Criminals see the law, they know what the law says, and they do not care. That's why they're criminals. They don't care. Gun control laws. I wonder, think about it like this. And I will keep this till the day I die. Would this man have done this on the New York subway if he knew the odds were 85% of people on that subway station was packing?
Probably not.
No, he wouldn't have, because he would have been shot within 3 seconds. Again, I use this old adage all the time. If I'm a bank robber and there's two banks in two cities or two states, one state has strict gun control laws and nobody's allowed to have a gun and all this stuff. The other state is like Texas.
Everyone's packing.
And it's open carry, constitutional carry. I mean, you can walk around with it on your leg like a six shooter style back in the Western days in Texas. Ooh, and nobody will say a word to you. And the odds are in that bank, 85% of people are packing. Which bank are you going to go after?
The one where no one's
the packing. One where nobody's got a gun. It is. Anyway, terrible tragedy. I think it's terrible, but I say it over and over and over again. We don't have a gun problem in this country. We have a heart and a soul problem in this country. I will give a shout out to Greg Abbott. Kudos. Give the applause for Greg Abbott actually going through with sending the illegals back to D.C. on a bus. Texas is doing a real life return to sender. Like, you know what I'm saying? like, because the only reason they're coming over is because the crazy people in DC are allowing it to be so. So Texas is just like, all right, we're going to bust these people straight to DC and drop them off. And I guess Texas is just going to have like a rotation of,
buses just on up.
Yeah, like studio buses, like are, you know, just going tour buses, just packed full of them, just dropping them back off at the front steps of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, right there in front of the White House. I'm like, here you go. This is your home. Now you can live here. So kudos to that. I want to talk about, I said, again, we've got a heart problem and a soul problem in this country. And so I want to break down what happened with TikTok the other day. And I know a lot of people are like, oh God, TikTok, blah, 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 blah. You know, Graham, why would you even fight that battle? And the reason I fought it is because I saw the video on TikTok and it was a viral video on TikTok. So I made a video in response on TikTok to the viral video that was on TikTok. And I'm going to take you through this and show you how they're coming after our kids, and in their minds, you are not allowed to do or say anything about it. But before we do that, we got to get into sponsor. All right, guys, listen up. I've got some inside information on the meat industry. We could be seeing a huge spike in meat prices soon because of the price of wheat and corn. No, I've not confused beef with grains. I'm from Mississippi. I know the difference. Trust me. The truth is, more than half the cost of a cow is in the food it eats. So when grain and corn go up, guess what? So does your steak. Wheat prices have hit an all-time high of $12.09 a bushel. You may not know what a bushel is, but if wheat costs that much, imagine how much a steak will. Don't lose out on your favorite cuts. You can secure a fair and affordable price with Good Ranchers on all your meats. They deliver 100% American meat straight to your door. And when you subscribe with them, they lock in your price. That's right. As long as you're a subscriber, it doesn't matter how much meat goes up. Your price is locked in forever. All you got to do is go to goodranchers.com/Graham and use my code Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, for $30 off, plus your lock-in for life if you subscribe today. Again, all you got to do is go to www.goodranchers.com/Graham and enter my promo code Graham for $30 off, and if you subscribe, it will lock your price in no matter how much Biden tries to screw the economy up. Go to goodranchers.com/Graham today. All right. I believe it was on Tuesday's episode and or maybe it was in Wednesdays. I can't remember if it was part one or part two. I played the video of the teacher saying 3 or 4 year olds can understand gender identity.
That's part two.
And it's okay. Part two. There we go. Thank you. That's why
you're welcome.
That's why Zach is here. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be fully transparent with you. I'm going to play you the original clip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play you my original response, and then I'm going to play you my response after that. Okay. And walk you through this entire thing. All right. So this is the original video, unedited. This is the original video that was viral on TikTok. Okay. This person probably made money off of this video. Okay. Mm. All right. Here we go. This is the original one.
Hi, I'm a queer teacher and I 1000% do not support this bill. And yes, I do know what's in it. The bill in itself is just another way to stigmatize the LGBTQ plus community. Kids as young as 3 and 4 are actually aware of their gender identity, even if they don't have the language for it. So very aware of who they like and who they don't like. Heterosexuality is pushed on our kids on a daily basis at a very young age. Media, through books, the first Disney movie that you saw. To say that pre-K through third grade are not ready for such topics is actually internalized homophobia and transphobia. They're very much ready for these topics and are way more accepting than adults when it comes to discussing these topics. We can talk about gender, gender assumptions, pronouns, all the things. And it is child development appropriate and age appropriate. It's literally created as just another means to other queer people. Basically say that us existing is not normal.
Okay, so that was the unedited video that was viral on TikTok. And I keep saying this again and again and again because I want you to realize that video was allowed to be viral on TikTok.
How many views did it get?
Millions. Okay. So that video did not violate any community standards of any kind with TikTok.
Of course.
It was completely acceptable. It was completely fine. So I posted the video and I got to come to Facebook and Instagram's defense here. I posted it everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, my reaction. They're still up. It's fine. They're still up. Okay. So this was the original video, unedited, that I posted in response to this thing. And so I'm going to play it for you and I'm going to tell you what happened after that. And I'm going to walk you through, the things here. Okay. So here was my video in response to this person. Again, unedited. Here we go.
Hey, I'm a queer teacher and I 1000% do not support this bill.
Oh boy. Here we go. Serious question. Why do all of the teachers that make these videos look like this?
Kids as young as 3 and 4 are actually aware of their gender identity, even if they don't have the language for it.
3 and 4. Do tell me why.
Say that pre-K through third grade are not ready for such topics is actually internalized homophobia and transphobia.
My 3 and 4 year olds still think that Batman is real and they have a possibility to become Batman.
Very much ready for these topics and are way more accepting than adults when it comes to discussing these topics. Talk about gender, gender assumptions, pronouns, all the things. And it is child development appropriate and age appropriate.
Even if all of those things are real, which they're not, but even if they are, just for argument's sake, it is not your responsibility. It is the parents' responsibility of their children to teach them about sexual orientation, gender identities, et cetera, et cetera. Even though the fairy unicorn things that you just said, I do not believe in 100%, it does not matter. Heterosexual, sexual orientation, nothing. It is the parents' responsibility. You are their teacher, not their parent. Know your place and shut your mouth. That was my video. That's right. What I said. And that was the video. Okay. Mm-hmm. I post it on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok. This thing starts soaring on TikTok. Next thing I know, cause I just started a TikTok. All right. Then I'm trying to figure it out. And so again, putting this into perspective, there was a viral video on TikTok about indoctrinating your 3 and 4 year olds mm-hmm. about gender identity and sexual orientation and basically telling you that you're stupid and basically bashing homosexuals for not allowing them to talk to your 3 and 4 year old about sexual identity and sexual orientation. That was the premise of that person's video. I'm open to critique. I really am. Graham@dearamericamedia.com. But that's what I took out of that video.
Mm-hmm.
So then I make a video in response. I dig a little bit, but me personally, I don't think I said anything super horrible. I didn't say, listen here, you sorry piece of crap. I hope you get, you know, I hope you get fired. I hope these people, blah, 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 blah. I didn't say any of those things.
No.
Anyway, so it starts taking off. And then the next thing I know, I get a community guidelines violation from TikTok notice. A part of me was expecting it, but still I was like, oh, how dare they?
Shocker.
And so I go to see what community standards I violated, and it said harassing and bullying. So I had a community guideline standards violation for harassing and bullying against this person. I appeal the decision, and when I say within 30 seconds, I had a your appeal has been reviewed and it's a no. It's still you committed a violation. And so I was like, okay. So I took the video down. And so I sat there for a minute and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make another video on TikTok and I'm just going to tell everybody what happened on TikTok. So this is what most people did not see, because this was only on TikTok. And I'm going to walk you through what happens after that. So this is the second video I made on TikTok. All right. Unedited. Here's the video.
All right. So earlier I posted a video in response to a teacher saying that 3 and 4 year olds were old enough to have conversations about sexual orientation and gender identity. TikTok removed the video because it violated community guidelines for harassment and bullying, because I said that teachers do not have the right or the authority to have those conversations with our children, yet alone 3 and 4 year olds. These teachers can make TikToks that go viral, and that's why you need to share this video now. They can go viral talking about how they're going to go behind your back and teach your kids this without your permission. But if I say, as a parent, that I have a problem with that, and that I, as the parent, am the authority of my child, not you, I'm harassing and bullying. Teachers need to learn their place. Our kids are our kids.
That was the video I made.
Yeah.
Okay. Full thing. That's what I said. Unedited. Across the board. To my shock, it starts taking off. I wasn't expecting it to, but it starts taking off. 8 hours later, I get another community standards violation. And they take that video down. And this time I go in and I'm like, what community standard violation did I do on this one? And this time it says I committed the community standards violation for, get ready for it, not harassing and bullying. No, this time they take it a step further. Ooh. This time I committed the community guideline standards for hate speech.
How dare you?
They said that that video violated their community standards guidelines for hate speech. I didn't say a bad word about that teacher in that video. I just said that teachers are allowed to say whatever they want and the video goes viral. But as parents, if we say we have a problem with that, and that teachers are not our children's parents, we are. And we have the right and authority, not them. That's hate speech. So us speaking out against things happening with our own children that we do not like, that's hate speech. Do you not see the issue here? And the reason I walked you through the entire thing is I wanted you to see the progression there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I try to do it with humor, and humor is not allowed anymore.
How dare you try to be funny?
Humor's not allowed anymore. And in fact, there was a comedian the other day who was talking about the Will Smith slap. And even though this guy is not my favorite individual by any means, and he's had a lot of scandals come up, so do not take this as an endorsement in any way.
Okay.
But he did say something pretty like, wow, in his comedy bit. And this is what he said. It was in response to Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Here we go.
So weird to get mad at a comedian for what we say. It's actually the weirdest. Do you know why? We're joking. We made the whole thing up, okay? We didn't mean it. But this is the best part about that to me. You paid us to say it.
Anyway, I thought that was a really relevant thing. It's like, it's insane that people get mad at people that are making jokes. Why? Because we're joking. We're joking. It's all in jest. It's all in fun. And so I tried to do it from a humorous perspective, and that was harassing and bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll even give them that. All right. Through a very judgmental scope, I guess I can see how you came to a, well, that could be construed as harassing and bullying that person. I'll even give you that one. The second video is really the one that I have the biggest problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Because that video, how you can look at that video and say that is hate speech is baffling to me. I don't get any calmer than that. You know what I mean? My personality gets no calmer than that.
It might have been the rage that they saw in your eyes.
I don't know. What's concerning the most, and I appealed that, by the way, still haven't heard anything. So here is my guess. And if it goes the way that I think, I'll let you guys know. Here's what I think is going to happen. Okay. Because the first time I appealed it, I got an answer within 30 seconds. Nope. Still gone. This time it's been, they gave me the community guidelines strike at 8 o'clock last night, and I appealed it immediately.
So it's been over 12 hours.
It's been over 12 hours. And so here's what I think is going to happen. I think that they're going to reverse it after the video has no chance of going anywhere anymore. That's what I think. That's what I think is going to happen. I mean, I guess they could still be like, no, but I'm pretty sure that that's probably what's going to happen. And anyway, let's just see. Let's just go to TikTok right now. Let's see if I've gotten any updates just for the sake of it. Let's just find out here. Nope. Still nothing. Still nothing. Like I said, I guess we'll see. Still sits there with a community guidelines violation, which means that nobody else can see it. So my guess is that they'll reverse that one, but it'll be way after it has the opportunity. It'll probably be in like 3 or 4 days from now. And that brings me to the bigger point. They're coming for our kids. They are actively trying to indoctrinate and sexualize our children. They are actively trying to take away the rights of the parent. And one side is allowed to say whatever they want. And another side is not allowed to even question it. Does the narrative sound familiar? It almost sounds like every other thing that we've had to deal with as a society here lately, but this time it's about our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not changing. So again, I say this. Homeschool your kids. Get them out of public school. The school systems are corrupt. If you are a good teacher, get out of the public school system and go support these homeschool hybrids, all these other things that are taking it back the way it's supposed to be, protecting our children, teaching them how to think and not what to think. Make the move, because it's only going to get worse. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next time.